Welcome to Extemp Talk. Today's April 29th, 2020, and I'm your host, Bray from Insider. Today, we'll be addressing the question, should states be able to file bankruptcy? Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show. There are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. John Adams. Today, our country is being conquered by the sword of debt. As states such as Michigan, New York, and New Jersey ask for federal bailouts, we are only growing our national debt, which is already $22 trillion and fastly expanding. And by doing this, by states refusing to go bankrupt, we are quickly meeting our demise in the national debt. So today, for the betterment of our country, we as Americans must ask the question, should states be able to file bankruptcy? And the answer is yes, for the survival of America. We can see this in two ways. Is first, by seeing the fall of the Roman Republic. And second is by seeing how the federal government is indeed encouraging states to take part in risky financial endeavors. And third is by seeing the solution to this problem, Arkansas. So now onto our first subject of study, the Roman Republic. Now, according to the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs on February 6, 2020, in 60 BCE, the Roman Republic, the superpower of its time, was on the verge of collapse. After decades of funding entitlement programs and welfare programs, the great Roman Republic found itself bankrupt with a large national debt and a very small national budget. Many politicians recognized that the Republic would soon fall, and they led to one man, a lowly military leader, Julius Caesar, eventually electing him consul, and then Julius Caesar making himself dictator of Rome, set events in place that would turn Rome from the great republic it was to the empire it became, making Rome an authoritarian regime for hundreds of years to become. And there are parallels between the United States and Rome. First, like Rome, we are engaging in public welfare and entitlement programs that we cannot pay for, such as Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. And not only this, is that bailing out these states make it worse, because the way how it works is that the federal government buys state debt, only adding on to the national debt. And once again, like the Roman Republic, we may very well have our own Julius Caesar. Now onto our second point, of seeing how states are being encouraged to take risky investments. Let's compare the states with banks in 2008. So the banking industry was completely bailed out by the federal government in the 2008 recession. And this pretty much taught banks what thing? One thing. Let's do whatever the hell they want. Because as according to Tom Woods, a senior fellow at the Mises Institute, reporting in his book Meltdown, the banks were actually encouraged to do the same risky loans that they were during that led up to the 2008 recession. Because the banks realized, you know, I can screw up. I barely have to pay anything to my loans through the Fed. And if I go under anyway, Uncle Sam will come and pick me up. I'm fine no matter what. And pretty much creating, and this is exactly what's happening with states, like with Illinois, which is issuing pensions. The states like Illinois, New York, and Michigan are going into rampant debt, always expecting Uncle Sam to come and bail them out, leading to a vicious cycle where nothing changes, where debt only grows bigger, and Julius Caesar only comes closer. Now, onto the solution. Now, according to Charlie Kirk, on April 24, 2020, in the early 20th centuries, specifically in the 1920s, the state of Arkansas was near financial destruction. After years of financing an infrastructure project all over the state government found itself bankrupt, However, not all hope was lost. The state of Arkansas decided that they would take an interesting approach to declaring bankruptcy. They would restructure their debt. In a wise move, the Arkansas government went to their citizens and said, "Citizenry, we cannot pay you back," and sat down with negotiations between the government and Arkansas citizens. And what happened? The state of Arkansas was able to restructure its debt and eventually pay all the debt off. And now Arkansas is one of the most financially stable states in the country. So what Arkansas demonstrates is two things. First of all, is that states can deal with their debt by themselves, which eliminates the need for federal government intervention and the death loop that we've described before. But it also means is that states can go bankrupt, and in the long run are much better off, since they'll learn from their past mistakes that they cannot do the same things that they did in the past. So once again, let's ask ourselves the question, should states be able to file bankruptcy? And the answer is yes, for the survival of the country. And we can see this in two ways, is by seeing how the Roman Republic fell under similar circumstances. And second is by seeing how a death spiral is put in by federal encouragement of risky endeavors for states. And then we can look at the solution, which is doing what Arkansas did, making states self-independent from the federal government. So once again, if we keep on doing what we are now, we are effectively surrendering ourselves to debt to become what was the Roman Republic. But not all hope is lost. Because if we take the lessons that we can learn from Arkansas, then everyone will end up better in the long run. So let's not end up like the Roman Republic, or the Roman Empire for that matter, in ruins. Thank you. Well, folks, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed. Click the subscribe button and leave a good review. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Extemp Talk.